You've got to tune to the afternoon show, listener-powered KEXP. Just heard music from the Jayhawks, Waiting on the Sun. That is from Hollywood Town Hall. Right before that, Wilco with Camera from Yankee Hotel Foxtrot and Calexico starting off the set. Writer's Minor Holiday, that is from Carried to Dust. I'm Kevin Cole down in the live performance space with a band that recorded their newest album in Arizona with members of Calexico, Wilco, and the Jayhawks. Welcome, Tuomo and Marcus. It's great to have you here, and band.
Thank you.
Marcus, do you want to do just a quick round of introductions and then kick into some music?
Sure. My name is Marcus Nordenstreng. I am the other half of Tuomo and Marcus. The other half is up there behind the piano. That's Tuomo Prättälä. And then behind us, we have this fabulous band, a special guest, a star of, in his own right, Mr. Verneri Pohjola, playing the trumpet, very well-known trumpet, jazz trumpet player from Finland, the son of Pekka Pohjola, who was the bass player, probably the most well-known bass player of all time from Finland, from the band Wigwam. Behind the pedal steel, we have Mr. Miikka MacGyver-Paatelainen, and behind the bass, a K bass, that is Jeremiah's ES. And last but not least, our fabulous drummer slash trombone player slash keyboard player slash background vocalist, that's Juho Viljanen.
And I forgot to mention, all the way from Helsinki, Finland.
We actually flew in from Chicago this
via
morning
Chicago.
Because we got stuck there. But yes, from Finland originally.
So you just got to the States last night, basically.
Yeah, and so, our flight from Helsinki was delayed and we lost our connection, etc. And we actually flew in from Lapland just 2 days prior because we played a film festival called the Midnight Sun Film Festival up at the Arctic Circle. So,
well, the adventure here in the U.S. begins.
Oh, yes.
How about a couple songs?
Sure. This is a song I wrote with Mr. Gary Loris from the Jayhawks.
Lights along to bang up bed over the rooftop, she sailed, beckoned by an unknown hand,
beckoned by an unknown hand.
Over the rooftop, she sailed, over the rooftop, she sailed. Over the rooftop, she sailed. Danced upon the tallest stream, only the righteous prevail. Lifted by a bit of breeze,
lifted by a bit of breeze.
Over the rooftop, she sailed. 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 Thank you. you used to despise is what you are today. When you stop giving love and start taking it away, when your mouth utters the words she swore you'd never say, that's life. That's life. Leaving your body. Say you'd make a difference if you just had the chance. Say you know what's wrong, but it's just out of your hands. To move in the wrong direction, 'cause it's too late to change your plan. To solve the problem, but giving up in advance. When you keep complaining, but still refuse to take a stand, that's life. That's life. Leaving your body. Thank you.
exquisite. Man, that was beautiful. Such a great vibe and feel. All the instrumentation is awesome. The piano, the pedal steel, but having the trumpet in there is just such a nice touch.
Yeah, that's actually one of Werner's compositions, so it's his song.
Nice.
We sort of took it to a different place. I guess he thought he composed a jazz song, and we sort of took it to Arizona.
Yeah. It's Tomo and Marcus live on the afternoon show. I was thinking about that song and thinking, yeah, it's like a jazz, alternate country, soul, prog rock track, or that whole little set of three songs. Now, those three songs, the first two are on the album, Dead Circles, but that third is on the Land of Dead Men EP.
Yeah, which we just recorded.
Yeah.
And all three of those songs kind of run together on that EP?
Well, no, we sort of do this medley live. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, Veneri started playing with us irregularly, and now he's sort of become a band member, and you know, we thought, well, we might as well play some of his tunes, and it kind of brings the whole live set to a different level, I think, in a way, to have those instrumental pieces in the between. Because it used to be sort of a singer-songwriter thing, and then suddenly it turned into a band, and then we got Werner in, and it's just turned into something else.
Cool, very cool. We'll talk about sort of that evolution in a sec. So Tomo, Marcus, live on the afternoon show, playing Chop Suey tonight with Night Ship and Fig. And then tomorrow in San Francisco at Café du Nord and Swedish American Hall. And it's great to have you all the way over from, again, Helsinki, Finland.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and it was really fun to meet you last December and get to hang out. So Marcus, growing up in Finland, how did you kind of develop an interest in Americana or alt country music?
Yeah, it's strange. I don't know. I think it kind of, that's something we have in common in a way. I think we've all grown up listening to music that wasn't like the mainstream stuff back where we came from. Tuomo was, I guess, more leaning towards jazz and soul, and I was more of a rock guy. You know, I was listening to The Replacements from your old hometown, and you know, and then later on Wilco and Jayhawks and all those bands. I don't know. I had the good fortune of going to the right record stores, I guess, you know?
It's amazing how that makes a difference, right? I mean, you seek them out. You know there's something out there, but you need those trusted guides. And maybe back then it was somebody behind the counter at a record store.
Indeed, yeah.
And the libraries as well.
Yeah libraries. That's a big deal.
So you had a band in the back in like 2000, called Late Birds. Was that really different at that time from kind of what was going on in the scene you were in?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there weren't a lot of Americana bands in Finland at the time. I don't know if there are now either, but certainly when we kind of came around, those bands didn't really exist to a great degree. Yeah. But yeah, we kind of did our own thing for a while, and then you know, around 2010, our last record came out, and then we did a round over here in the U.S. And you know, we were broke all the time, and kind of, you know, thought, well, you know, we should get day jobs or something, and we started getting kids and everything, and things got a bit more complicated, and then I got this invite from there's this festival circuit called FinFest, which is the American Finns gather once a year, different parts of America. And that year, which was 2012, they got together in Tucson, Arizona. So they invited Late Burst to play there. And we couldn't go because our bass player got a baby and everything. And then I just suggested, I'd love to go to Tucson. I've never been there. What if I come there with my pal Tuomo? And then, you know, during our downtime, thanks to the Calexico guys who originally gave me the contact info for the studio called Wave Lab Studio, and this guy, Craig Schumacher, who runs it. And we sort of ended up spending most of our time in the studio instead of going to the desert, which looking back, we maybe should have done, but, you know. At least we got a record. It took 4 years to finish it, but, you know.
Well. So the album Dead Circles that came out last year actually has its roots back in 2012.
Yeah, and it only came out in Finland, so It's due out over here, I think, early next year. We're hoping to get it out this fall, and then, you know, things got complicated, etc.
It is a beautiful album. So would people find the music online?
Yeah. Well, they can find the Dead EP, which is essentially the first five songs of the record, and we played two of them. Tried to play two of them earlier today. We're a little jet lagged, so we started forgetting lyrics.
Yeah, that happens.
So is it true that your band, Late Birds, I'm jet lagged too, was the first Scandinavian band to perform at the original Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah, that's apparently, they told us so.
How does that feel?
It was surreal, you know, playing that venue. I mean, it's something you don't forget, definitely.
Yeah. So you kind of have these, you know, sort of rock roots and country-ish roots. And Tuomo, your musical background tends to be more, you're sort of known as a soul guy, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I actually started out intending to be just a piano keyboard player and playing mostly jazz. But then I got into the whole soul music thing at some point, and I started thinking that singing might be fun as well. So,
had you not sung before that?
Not out loud, you know, like to myself. I actually like pretty much just sang along to Prince records at home, but you know, at some point, yeah, it felt that maybe I should just give it a shot.
Yeah. It's amazing because part of what is remarkable about Dead Circles is just the vocal harmonies and just the beauty and the quality of the vocals. So how did you two meet then?
That was like a friend of ours did this benefit show, and the idea was to perform songs that were performed at the Woodstock Festival in 69. And I think I'd met Tuomo once before or something like that, but that's really where it clicked, you know. He chose the bands, the weight, which I was hoping to do.
Yeah, I was very much aware that Marcus was coming, and you know, he's gonna
go for the weight.
Yeah, he's gonna go for the band songs, and I was like, I answered the email right away. I want to do this, but we ended up doing it together, and you know, it felt pretty good that.
Yeah, and it's weird. I don't know if it was during that thing or slightly later. You know, we became friends and we started playing irregularly, but we have this strange blend with our voices. You know, if you listen to our records from previous years, you kind of, at least I wouldn't think that those two voices work together, but somehow there's a weird chemistry. Tuomo is a really, I think, classically a great singer with a really nice round voice, and I'm sort of more mid-rangey, coming from the Dylan, you know, school of thought. Never considered myself as a very good singer, but somehow when we sing together, there's a strange blend.
We meet halfway, I think.
Yeah.
it's funny that both of you don't consider yourselves singers first and foremost, or good singers, but you sound great. And how about, let's hear the voices again.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this is a song that we wrote for a radio station that I used to DJ there quite often, and then, you know, several times it was going out of business, and the last time it was about to go out of business was when we were working on our record, and I just started playing ukulele and came up with something, and then Tuomo came to my place and we sort of finished the song, and then it turned into this sort of like almost like a power pop thing, you know. Yeah. Are we ready?
Sure.
Okay. It's called Don't Shut Down Your Radio, and you shouldn't shut down your... You definitely shouldn't shut down your radio.
When you're surrounded by static, it's all you can hear. Real voices are scattered and then disappear. You can't recall what you're listening. You can't recall what you're missing. Wishing for a more positive.
Tuomo and Marcus, live on the afternoon show, Don't Shut Down Your Radio, the track. You can find that on the new album, Dead Circles. Hey, I don't want to shut down the band. I don't want to put you on the spot either, but you traveled all the way from Finland. You want to do one more song?
Hell yeah.
No? Yeah.
We got a hell yeah, and sure, why not?
Yeah. No. Hey, why don't we do the Grateful Dead song?
Sure.
We recorded a Grateful Dead song, and... Well, we might as well. It's also on the Land of Dead Men EP, if you like. And since we're playing San Francisco tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why not?
Get warmed up for that. Tuomo and Marcus live on the afternoon show. It's KEXP.
Sound
that burns my eyes to see. You caught him down a cold bus, Shannon. Might as well be me. Used to play for silver, now we play for life. Once for sport and once for blood, the part of the night. Now the guy is shaking, now the gun is far. Ain't no winner in the game. You don't go home without, not without.
Tuomo Marcus live on the afternoon show. The new album is Dead Circles. That sounded fantastic. Thank you so much. And playing tonight, catch him at Chop Suey with Night Ship and Fig. And then tomorrow night in San Francisco at Café du Nord and the Swedish American Hall. Again, it's great having you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Huge thanks to Jim, Justin, Jeff, and Scott on video. Not a worry on photographs. Kevin Suggs and Jamie... doing engineering on the sound, Matt O on the board, hospitality, Jen, and Larry Rose helping with the prep. It takes a village for sure, and it takes all the donors.
Don't shut down this radio.
Don't shut down the radio. Not KEXP, no way. So thanks to all the donors who make it possible. It's the afternoon show, KEXP Seattle. I should mention real quick there, but I'm going to play the soul single that you put out under the name of Pratt & Moody out of this right now, the song, what's it called, Lost, Lost, Lost?
That's right.
It's here on KEXP.